Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to start a new topic, which is the laws of lending money. This is Simon Kuf Ayin Tes, which is 179 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And there's a lot of fascinating halachas which surround this. Obviously, this is just a summary, but some of the more basic concepts to deal with as well. The Torah tells us, "Im kesef talve es ami es he ani imach loy tia loy kanoshe loy sesimun olav neshech." So, if you're going to lend to your friend, you can not be too oppressive when trying to return getting the money back, and you are not allowed to. You're not allowed to charge interest. So that's what the Torah tells us. And the Gemara darshans from over here that even though it says im, that means if, it does not mean if you have the obligation to give it, but rather if you're going to be lending, it should be to es ami. It should be to imach. It should be to your people first. It should be to Jews looking after the fraternity of other Jews themselves first. But there's no im, there's no if when it comes to that part of it. Now let's look at a few concepts. Concept number one is the mitzvah of lending. So there is a mitzvah to lend to other Jews. Who takes precedence when lending money? So the poor, your poor relatives precede others, and the poor of your city precede the poor of other cities. Generally speaking, Judaism is experiential, which means it's not about effective altruism and who you can stretch the dollar for more. It's more about who are you interacting with and your responsibilities to those you are found among. Why is lending considered greater than giving tzedakah itself? The Kitzur explains, because it supports somebody before they fall into the hard times of having to need to actually ask for charity. What does the Torah say about a person who refuses to lend? So the Torah says it provokes divine wrath, anger, as it says, and it says, "And your eye be evil against your needy brother." And that is not a good thing. What is the reward for lending at the time of distress? The Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer your needs as well. Is there a mitzvah to lend money to a wealthy person in need? The answer is yes. You should not only give them money, but also give them encouragement and sound advice to help them in their situation as well. We move to our second concept, that is rules for the lender, the person giving out the money. Is it permissible to lend money without witnesses or documentation? Says the Kitzur, no. It is forbidden to lend without witnesses, and even to a Torah scholar, unless there's secured collateral, and documentation with a shtar, with a document of loan, is best. If there's not going to be witnesses, it's only going to lead to problems. Unfortunately, money brings out the worst in people, and so we have to be careful to ensure that we're not going to create those situations. May the lender demand repayment when the borrower cannot pay. So no, the Torah says you can you're not supposed to be a creditor. It's forbidden to demand the money or appear in front of the borrower, lest be ashamed if he's really in a situation where he cannot pay back. May a lender avoid lending to someone being known to misuse funds? So you know this person is a shifty fellow. Are you allowed to avoid lending to them? Absolutely. You need to do your due discretion. Your background check and credit rating. You do need to check those things. And if you have reason to believe that this person is going to waste your money, you're not allowed to lend to them. You're allowed to not lend to them. But if it's a reasonable situation, one should. We move to the rules for the borrower. May a borrower delay the payment if he has the money? The answer is no. He's forbidden to tell the creditor to come back later. If he has the money now, he has to pay back on time. Does he have the right to use it as he wants? The answer is no. If he spends irresponsibly or recklessly, that is transgression, even if the lender is wealthy and may not lose too much if it goes to waste. Our fourth concept is collateral. So may the lender use the collateral? The answer is no. The collateral is like taking interest. So if, let's say, you take somebody else's piano and then you start using the piano and you start giving piano lessons on it, it's like you're getting back the money for the loan at the end and the money you got from the piano lessons, because that's interest. You're getting more than what you gave. That's not allowed. What if the security is something that generates profit? For example, tools. So in that case, let's say you take collateral, somebody's plowshare. So you may rent it out and deduct the profit you made from the debt. But Simon suggests, this is the case, you should not do that to yourself. So you can't use it yourself and then deduct the amount that would have cost to rent such a tool, because that becomes, there's no oversight in that response. May the lender take collateral himself after the loan. So no, let's say a person lends money and then he says he's worried that he's going to get his money back, not going to get his money back. So he goes to the other person's house, walks in and takes their bicycle. That is not allowed. You have to go to Basin. There's a due process. And then the Basin will assess as to what can be seized as a collateral as well. Some people think that they may be right and therefore they have the rights to. No, that's not how things work. There's a due process when it comes to taking collateral. If it's part of post the loan is being made itself. How must one treat a security item that was deposited with them? So a person must guard it even more carefully than other entrusted items, and you're considered a paid watchman, a shomer sachar, and therefore cannot even give it, you cannot delegate it and give it to somebody else to look out or after without the owner's express consent. What must be stated if a loan is made with that is considered in the situation of forfeiture? Let's say the person cannot pay back the loan and the person is going to collect the collateral. What must be done? So if this is going to be the situation, it needs to be explicitly stated at the time of the loan. If you do not redeem the security by such a date, it will become the mine retroactive to now. So it has to be explicitly said. It cannot be decided later on that a person decides to do this. Finally, a few miscellaneous observations or questions, and that is, should one try to become a guarantor or a trustee in a loan? No. It's advised to avoid these roles. It only gets very complicated when the loan rolls onto another person. What should be done if a loan document is deteriorating? So the actual document itself is fading, so one should go to Basin to get a henpeck, which is to certify that document so there will be no questions later. Is it permitted to keep a paid loan document? The answer is no. It needs to be ripped up or stamped or so on, because the Torah tells us, Lo yishkan ba'alecha avla, you're not allowed to keep negative things or bad things, sinful things in your house. Why is that considered sinful? Because it could be used unlawfully to claim the money again if it has not yet been stamped or ripped or denoted that it's been used. If the borrower mistakenly claims that no debt is owed, must the lender pay? So no, if a friend says, I'm certain you owe me nothing, it is assumed that he has forgiven the loan and there's no problem. Finally, last question, what if a borrower gives a repayment to a messenger to repay the creditor? In that case, the money is considered acquired by the lender immediately once the messenger receives it, and the borrower may not decide to retrieve it later. The messenger may not release it because that's considered having repaid it to the creditor and the loan has finished. It's no longer the money that he can renege on in terms of the repayment. With this, we conclude some of the very fascinating halachas that relate to lending of money. Obviously, many shailos need to be asked in this very sensitive sugya, which is a very important sugya when it comes to basic communal operations, how people need loans and giving and receiving loans. Have a wonderful meeting.